Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week. And in the fifth Aliyah of Parshat Vayishlach, we have 42 psukim. In this Aliyah, Yaakov's daughter Dina gets kidnapped and abused by Shechem, who then wants to offer Yaakov an agreement to join with Bnei Yisrael. Shimon and Levi trick Shechem and his city into getting a bris milah, and when they do, Shimon and Levi kill them to avenge Dina's abuse. Yaakov is upset, but they do not back down. The Aliyah continues with Hashem telling Yaakov to go to Beit El and to build a mizbeach there. Yaakov does so and is protected by Hashem. The Torah then tells us that Rivka's nurse, when Rivka was an infant, her name was Devorah. Devorah dies and is buried, and the Aliyah concludes with Hashem appearing to Yaakov again, and he blesses Yaakov and tells Yaakov that what the angel had already told him, that Yaakov's name will be Yisrael. Now, as just mentioned, towards the end of our Aliyah, we hear about the death of Devorah. Devorah was the nurse who nursed Rivka Imenu when Rivka was an infant. And the Torah tells us in our Aliyah and Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Chet that Devorah died. And we must ask an obvious question. Why does the Torah tell us about this? Who is Devorah? Rivka is Yaakov's mother. And the Parshiot now are discussing Yaakov and Yaakov's family. So why does the Torah tell me about the death of Yaakov's mother's wet nurse? Why is that important? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, asks this question on the Pasuk and says the following. At the end of Parshas Toldos, when Rivka sent Yaakov away from home because she was afraid that Esav would kill him, Rivka said that Yaakov must stay in Lavan's home until, Semperik Chav Zayin Pasuk Memhei, until Vishalachti Ulkachticha Misham, says Rivka, you must stay there until I send for you to return. That's what she said at the end of Parshas Toldos. And Rashi here says that Rivka did indeed send for Yaakov. She sent Devorah, Rivka's wet nurse, and Devorah died, as described in our parsha, Devorah died on her way home. That, says Rashi, is why Devorah's death is mentioned here. But this entire pasuk is still so hard to understand. Why did Rivka send Devorah, of all people, to bring Yaakov home from Lavan's house? The Sifri on Sefer Devarim on Parshas Vezosa Bracha says that Devorah was 133 years old when she was sent to go get Yaakov. So why in heaven's name would Rivka send such an elderly woman to get Yaakov? Why didn't Rivka send a younger person, a younger woman, a younger man? Why Devorah, 133 years old, and why do I care that she's a wet nurse? What's going on here? This question is asked by the Shemen HaTov, written by Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita. It's asked in the third volume of the Shemen HaTov, and the Shemen HaTov says the following most beautiful explanation. Yaakov was away from home for 22 years. Rivka had to make sure that Yaakov, now the head of a large household, taking over the legacy of his father and his grandfather, Rivka had to make sure that Yaakov would continue the job that his father and grandfather had begun. And how does she do that? By sending a woman from the last generation, an elderly woman, whose very presence, whose very life experiences, whose wisdom that was acquired merely by being around and seeing everything. Rivka wanted Yaakov to see Devorah, to see the last generation. Excuse me. In the rest of the world that we are familiar with, aging is viewed as something negative. Go to Hollywood, go to Wall Street, go to a high-tech firm. The young and the youthful are celebrated, and the elderly are often ignored, or worse, God forbid. But in the world of Torah, the opposite. We honor the last generation. We stand up for them when they come into a room. We grill them for their stories. We grill them for their insights. We honor them. We put them on a pedestal. And that is what Rivka wanted to learn, wanted to teach Yaakov, wanted Yaakov to learn. You, Yaakov, are taking over the leadership of the Jewish people. Don't ignore the past. Build on it. Surround yourself by the devoras of the world. Come home and surround yourself by the devoras of the world. Hear what they have to say and build on their acumen and their expertise. B'nai Yisrael always moves forward, but we do so by learning from the wise and experienced members of our glorious nation. Have an amazing day, everyone.